This podcast is sponsored by Olympic Musical Instruments. Olympic Musical Instruments is a company in the Northwest completely devoted to making modern-day hurdy-gurdies. With their years of experience, you can be sure you'll find all of their hurdy-gurdy needs right here.
The hurdy-gurdy is an instrument from the mid to late medieval time period. It is, and has been, gaining popularity and becoming more widely known. It was originally known as the organistrum. It also led to years of prostitution in dark times. Now, Kai has a few questions for us.
What is the hurdy-gurdy made of?
According to study.com, the hurdy-gurdy is made of wood, with an almost pear-like shape, and it has metal strings. From the same source, the hurdy-gurdy is played by turning a hand crank that turns a wheel covered in resin, which rubs against the strings to make sound. To change pitch, there are a series of keys which press frets up to the string to change pitch.
Since when is the hurdy-gurdy popular? I have never even heard of it until now.
Well, Claire, the hurdy-gurdy has been gaining popularity since ancient times. According to, quote, "A Brief History of the Hurdy-Gurdy," end quote, it was very popular during King Louis XIV's reign. As another example, here's a modern-day hurdy-gurdy lover.
Yeah, guys, the hurdy-gurdy is, like, really cool. If you don't have one, you're basically just, like, not even cool.
Interjection! You're totally wrong. The hurdy-gurdy is gross. If you actually think the hurdy-gurdy is cool, you're an idiot and I hate you.
Anyways, as I was about to say, according to, quote, hurdy-gurdy, end quote, on Britannica.com, it says that the hurdy-gurdy was originally known as the organistrum. From the same source, the organistrum was an instrument similar to the hurdy-gurdy, but it was played by two people and mostly used by the church. Also, the hurdy-gurdy has some dark past with hurdy-gurdy girls, which were an early form of prostitution.
So, what's this about prostitution?
Hey, stop making this work!
How did this begin?
Well, really, it was unintentional. Originally, peasants were running out of money because they didn't have enough land to farm, so they started making brooms and other household tools. The products weren't selling very well, so they added women into the equation. It started out as sweet innocence with the hurdy-gurdy girls singing and dancing and playing to bring attention to the products, but then the girls got more popular than the products. As you can imagine, the peasants took advantage of this and began to sell their services instead of brooms. From there, it just spiraled on down. Next up, lightning quiz with Claire right after the break.
Oh god! Oh no!
Ah! And we're back. Claire, first question. What is the best way to get a hurdy-gurdy?
The best way to get a hurdy-gurdy is to go to your local Fred Meyer's.
Incorrect. That would be a very low-quality hurdy-gurdy. What began the hurdy-gurdy's association with prostitution?
Money.
we'll give you one ding for that. Dang! Thanks for listening!